It is your pre-match warm-up. It is the one we've been waiting for. Manchester City away this weekend. It is the usual format. Caller to call me. It will be Dave Mooney. But in the studio, you've got Ian Ryan. You've got Damien Cabana, Pete Bolster, Sean O'Donnell. Neil Atkinson is producing, but you try stopping him talking. But Cav, it's been a long 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we are coming back to one hell of a fixture. Undeniably, the toughest game of the season at their place.
Yeah.
But it is one, I think. But it is one I think we can get something out of, albeit we're probably going to have to be near our best.
Yeah, I think they'll have to be completely at our best. But we've shown some really positive signs this season. Liverpool aren't the finished article, and that's part of what makes Liverpool exciting at the moment. But I don't think it's a question of... I understand we haven't been fantastic in every game, but I don't think it's just a question of I'm not sure which Liverpool's going to turn up. Because it's been a very imaginative, dangerous attack and force this season. And when the backs have been against the wall, it's been a very resilient gang of fellas. So there's two reasons there for us to have some justifiable optimism. It's kind of sort of brought... So it kind of had a bit of a free start to the season because, you look at Man City and all that they've accumulated and what they've done and, the trophies that they won last season, where Liverpool were, and it's sort of like, well, OK, just concentrate on being Liverpool for now. And if let's be about being the best Liverpool you can be, which is something, Neil's been very articulate about, and I'm being in full agreement of it. But one of the things about being the best Liverpool you can be is you end up in the top of the table clash against Man City because that's what the best Liverpool is. Well, that's what it is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So now they've gone out and proved, they've just shown this is us, and it's still not a job that's complete yet. So let's get after them, eh? I appreciate, I don't want to jinx anything, are we due something there? The Man City look as imperious as ever. Are they capable of turning up and just blowing you away? Of course, all those things, but by the same virtue, you can get at these, and we're getting at everyone. So let's just do the usual. And I remember there's a fellow used to like his brother, plays in one of them Manchester bands, who like has a bit of sport on the Twitter, and he's like, having a go at Liverpool all the while. I think he's in a Beatles tribute act, something like that. I don't know the fella. But what he was doing, I understand all the banter, and that's great, isn't it? And you're in it for that. But then the year that we were missing, he really criticised Arsenal, which is, they're the current, occupiers of the nearest challenges. And he criticised them by comparing them with us. I said that the fans turn up and they're great, and he said it doesn't matter what happens and the team play like champions. So he had to wait until we were out the room before he complimented us. So let's go in there and ram it down his throat.